speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The issues of trade and globalization of our economy are often discussed during election years, but these discussions usually omit a very important part of this subject, the impact of free trade on marriage. Sadly, the policy called free trade has done tremendous damage to marriage, as I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? For most of our history, the nuclear family, that is, a married mother and father living in one household with their own children, was widespread and highly respected. Even if they started from humble backgrounds, men could expect to find well-paying jobs in manufacturing or other industries that would propel them into the middle class. The expectation of a job that paid enough to support a full-time homemaker was a lifestyle within reach of most Americans. That's no longer the case. Globalization helped kill the American dream, and with it, the American family. By pushing the United States into free trade agreements with poor countries in faraway corners of the world, globalists made American workers compete with very low-paid foreign workers. The high U.S. corporate tax rate also encouraged companies to look overseas for labor, and manufacturing jobs disappeared in America. From 2001 to 2011, we lost an average of 50,000 manufacturing jobs every month, and working class earnings plunged from the high we knew in the 1970s. With good jobs harder to come by, the American dream became harder to achieve. Men no longer earned enough to permit their wives to stay at home, and more women moved out to a minimum wage job instead of staying by the cradle. Free trade failed American families. The next time you hear a politician talking up free trade, remember that free trade has been an attack on American nuclear families.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control. We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Jack Waters. 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 Jack Waters.
I'll be back.
Fishing license, but he doesn't have any money, so he's gonna get a job and he has to get into the social security system and pay taxes.
It's a big club and you ain't in it.
You ain't in it.
You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what
Four,
to think, and what
three,
to buy.
2, 1.
Three, cue announcer.
And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
of you have been awake for a very long time. If 9/11 2001 wasn't a wake-up call, I just don't know what's going to do it for people. It is, of course, September 11th, 2014. It's the Jack Blood Show, Hour 2. We're here Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Republic Broadcasting Network and affiliates. Thank you, RBN, for taking us back. And I'm feeling very happy and at home and having a lot of fun right now. We have a lot to do in the next hour with guests and some rewind material from 9/11. And I've been getting all your messages, and I'm just really touched that so many people out there are listening and responding. And if you want to go to our Facebook, you'll see some of those messages, and you can add to them. It's just Jack Blood Facebook. You'll find me anywhere. We have a call, and then I want to get to some... Yeah, I appreciate you guys calling in. I want to get to some material, too, so everybody come in and come in quick. That would be great. Put something on the record. Chuck in North Carolina, line two, you're on the Jack Blood Show.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, you know, I will lay this out really, really quickly, and it is a simple warning that that I provide to everybody lately about the 9/11 truth movement, and that is that take the example of the JFK truth movement, if you will. You know, it becoming so splintered and arguing with each other does us no good when it comes to the search for the truth. And if the best that we can muster after time is the type of disaster that has occurred there after 50 years, which you probably know who this is, so you know exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Chuck Lachance, the blind JFK researcher, and I'm hoping to make your show tonight on UCY TV. So, yeah, but you're right. you're 100% right. I think people are constantly trying to top themselves and keep themselves out into the internet media, and constantly are digging for things that really aren't even there. But I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge on this. You know what I said in Arizona back in, what was it, 2007 at the accountability conference, was that the court of public opinion has already weighed in. The verdict is already out that it is an inside job, 9/11, and that Kennedy was shot in a conspiracy by his own government and elements within his government. And isn't that the important thing, Chuck?
Well, that is the important thing, and that was exactly where I was going, but you finished it for me. Is that at the end of the day, you know, what we do here is we're going to change the consciousness. We're going to fight for the truth, because that, at the end of the day, is the only justice that we're going to see. If you're looking for the authorities to agree with you, you know, this is not something that we're gonna see realistically. That's all I got to say about it, and just wanted to throw that out there. And just remember that, you know, regardless of the struggle, the more that we fight with each other, the less we accomplish. So
yeah, easier said than done sometimes. I know how it is. So, you know, we got to be real people, too. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. UCY-TV, Chuck Ocelli Show. Check him out over there. Mark in Oregon on line one. You're on the Jack Blood Show. This 9/11. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jack. Great to speak with you. You just do an excellent job. You're a very powerful speaker.
Thank you.
Jack, I think this is really most important. I can't imagine what could be more important outside of God himself. The biggest smoking gun by far of 9/11 is not the implosion of Building 7, nor any of the other massive bodies of evidence which have come to light in the last 13 years. The biggest and most potentially damaging to the hands-on perpetrators and arch-traitors of the 9/11 inside job ground operation is the prima facie evidence that Vice President Dick Cheney, according to the recorded statement given in real time by Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta to the 9/11 Commission, he said that Dick Cheney was controlling the whole 9/11 operation, including the issuance of the Strategic Air Command stand-down orders, which he had legally arranged to have given to himself to have authority over Strategic Air Command about a month before 9/11. And these orders, which he was giving, witnessed by Norman Mineta in his testimony to the 9/11 Commission, they allowed the planes to hit the towers and allowed the Global Hawk missile to hit the Pentagon. This fact of the highest level of complicity of the President, Vice President of the United States, and the hands-on operation aspect of 9/11 will, if pursued vigorously and publicized very widely through mainstream alternative media and other means, if available and affordable, will unravel the whole war on terror and all of its effects, including the abrogation and cancellation of our liberties here in America and throughout the world. And we can see a reversal, we can see a defeat for these evil globalists who have perpetrated this. But we have to have, Jack, the hands-on prima facie evidence of the day of the acts which caused this catastrophe to happen. And we have this in the testimony of Norman Mineta, who was currently at that time the Secretary of Transportation of the United States. It doesn't get any better than this. But it has to be done in an organized effort, and I thought you'd be a good man to relate this to, Jack, because you are forceful and you are high energy, sir, and I just God bless you for it.
Well, and back at you. Thanks, Mark. That was very well said. I couldn't even say it better myself. I've actually got a little clip of Tim Russert talking about it. He's the only guy that really asked Cheney any hard questions, and after the interview I had with Tim Russert from Meet the Press back when it was actually okay to watch, he asked those guys about Skull and Bones and stuff, he was dead within a year. Yeah, and then we had a FOIA request filed and then filled. What was Rumsfeld saying on the Pentagon, on the lawn of the Pentagon, which was immaculate, by the way? We found out. He was talking to his aide, Stephen Cambone, and he said, tell General Myers, who at the time was Joint Chiefs of Staff, to sweep it all up. Go massive. Blame it on Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, whether it's real or not. That is out there. That's the truth. Richard in Texas on line two. You're on the Jack Blood Show. This 9/11. Welcome.
Hey, Jack. This is Richard in Waverly. Nice to talk with you again. I wanted to touch on some of the aspects of the involvement of the insurance industry on 9/11.
I've got a whole bunch of Hank Greenberg AIG stuff. Go right ahead.
Here you go. When I was working as an insurance broker years ago, we had Kroll visit our office in their very early stages of getting their act together on the insurance scene. And they were promoting a really lovely product called Kidnap and Ransom Insurance. And I met with these guys and a few others in my office, and they seemed so much like CIA guys, it was unreal. Really creepy guys, and selling a creepy product.
It's the CIA of Wall Street.
Sounds like music coming.
I cut you off, man. I want you to finish what you're saying. We'll also have Suzanne Pozol from Occupy Corporatism joining us in the next segment. Richard, please stay with us. And I've got some great clips. We'll probably play those tomorrow, implicating Greenberg, the Council on Foreign Relations, and AIG, and 9/11. Stay with us. It's the Jack Blood Show.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Right.
fooled. Happy birthday, Tommy Shaw. He's 61 today. It's the Jack Blood Show, 800-313-9443. We're live today, 9/11, 2014, 13th anniversary of the 9/11 disaster catastrophe inside job. And then you heard George W. addressing the United Nations. Let us not tolerate these conspiracy theories that shift blame away from the guilty. And I've got more of that, including just a fascinating clip where Bill Clinton basically confirms a conspiracy of 9/11, even while he's saying, "How dare you? How dare you? How dare you interrupt me?" He didn't like being interrupted. Clinton, like McCain, they got really bad tempers. Okay, before I go to Suzanne Posel, I wanted our caller to finish up, because what he's saying is really important, and I've got a bunch more on this tomorrow. If you go back and listen to my interview with Richard Andrew Grove, and that's in our main thread, 9/11 over the last 13 years at deadlinelive.info. Listen to the whole interview. It'll blow your mind. But I wanted our caller, Richard in Texas, I can only give you about a minute or so to finish up, Richard, but to finish making that point, because remember we bailed out AIG in 2008. I mean, they've got billions of dollars of our money, and they were the parent company of Kroll, who I mentioned was the CIA of Wall Street, and who were connected directly to Council on Foreign Relations and Hank Greenberg, and who basically were running the airports the day of 9/11, as well as some of the security at the World Trade Center Tower. In fact, there's a film called Who Killed John O'Neill, and he died this day in history, his first day of work at the Bin Laden's nemesis, right? They fired him, his first day of work over at the World Trade Center Towers, and it's 9/11. And with him died a lot of the secrets. Who Killed John O'Neill is a great movie we also have in our This Day in History thread. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, you know, the Greenbergs were all over the 9/11 event in terms of being CEOs of both AIG and Marsh. Jeffrey Greenberg, the son, was CEO of Marsh. And also Hank Greenberg had the background of being president of the Fed of New York, as well as being suggested as head of the CIA. So obviously he's much more than just an insurance guy. AIG owned the biggest private rental air force or airplane fleet in the world, and I'm sure a lot of that was used to move drugs and renditions and all that stuff. I wanted to mention Richard Andrew Grove as well, but you did that fine. He's very important testimony. And
still doing great work today, by the way. You guys can go check him out. He does a Peace Revolution podcast that's actually really good, and I'm going to play a good chunk of that interview tomorrow because I won't have time, Richard, but thanks for reminding me and bringing it up and reminding our listeners that this follow the money aspect to 9/11 is really an unpeeled onion at this point.
Let me make one more quick comment, sure. Jack. Sure. J. Paul Bremer came out of Kroll and Marsha McLennan and ended up going on TV that morning and talking about how it was Osama bin Laden, and then he sent over to Iraq to command the forces and all.
He was the governor there at first, the first president of Iraq. Yeah, yep. Paul Bremer, we actually talk about that in the interview I did with Richard Andrew Grove. We cover all this stuff. So thanks, Richard. You go listen
Thank
to that.
You,
everyone else can find it at deadlinelive.info. Yeah, and then what about the AIG and the insurance agencies being bailed out after the subprime meltdown and the bank meltdown, but also this gift that's called Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is another big gift. Even Dennis Kucinich was saying that. Huge gift to the insurance industry, and they love it. Suzanne Posel is with us. She covers a lot of this and has for many years. She is an excellent commentator and investigative reporter in her own right at OccupyCorporatism.com. Suzanne, we chipped into your segment a little bit, so you'll have to stay with us through this break, but we've got a good 5 minutes here. Welcome to our broadcast, and thanks for being with us this 9/11 anniversary. Suzanne Posel.
Absolutely. I love coming on your show. You're totally awesome.
I've got these new brakes. I'm going super fast now, and maybe that's a good element to the show, but sometimes I have to run over people a little bit. Well, we're 13 years later, you've had a lot of time to look into this, and you've seen all the documentaries and, done all the research and talked to some of the whistleblowers and all of that, Suzanne. So what summation do you come to in this analysis 13 years later of 9/11? Where are we?
Well, I made this meme today because of that. I ended up explaining what happened to my son last night over dinner, and he was shocked. He wanted to see it. So we went on YouTube and we found a compilation of all the different mainstream renditions of the second plane going into the building, because obviously they didn't catch the first one. And my son was just floored that this actually happened, that this was real. It was covered on all of these different channels simultaneously. And we ended up watching a documentary that I had never seen before. And it's a very, very good one. I don't remember the name of it right now, but I'll get it. And we ended up talking about what happened as it was going along. And my son is going to be 8 in November, okay, folks? And he, watching the part about the Pentagon, he turns to me and says, "Mom, there's no way that a 747 would fit in that little hole. It had to be a fighter jet, probably remote control." And I smiled and I said, "Wow, you know, that's a theory that is floating out there, that some of these things, some of these aspects that you have noticed are possibilities that happen, because obviously a 747 can't fit in that tiny little hole. Even if you clip the wings, it still doesn't fit." So when I made this meme today, I thought about...
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about what was most important to me about 9/11. The most important thing to me is that President George W. Bush, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Robert Mueller, Dick Cheney, and all of their buddies lied and participated in the murder of nearly 3,000 people, Americans, 4,000 soldiers of ours, and over 1 million Iraqis. These people are still walking the street. There's no indictment. In fact, a couple of days ago, George W. Bush was laughing about how it is to be a grandfather and giving out advice. He should not be with his grandchildren. He should be in a prison cell.
You know,
because there are families out there that don't...
I don't know why I always got the feeling that they didn't tell him very much. He never looked, and maybe it's just because he comes off as the dumb guy. I think that's, you know, people underestimate his intelligence sometimes because he was an excellent campaigner and really a pretty smart guy all in all. But I don't think he knew that much, and I gotta tell you, I'm not giving him a free pass by any stretch of the imagination, because the buck should stop with the president, and he should have known. But Cheney was a lot like LBJ, man. He was so oil connected and connected to these globalists that he was undermining the presidency. And I think Bush was a little scared of Cheney, actually, because that was his dad's friend. You see what I'm saying? And now it looks to me like the guy just wants to forget that he was ever president or had anything to do with this. And maybe if I was him, I'd want to do the same thing, because the blood is on his hands. I agree with you on that. But I just don't know how much he would have known. I just think they really kept him out of the loop for some reason. They couldn't trust him, I think, maybe. Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. She'll be right back with us. Stay tuned.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What are you screaming about? Let him talk.
Support a new investigation into the attacks of 9/11.
Are you one of those that was an inside job, guys? Well, let me tell you something. The great thing, first, Hillary agrees we should end the war. But we've heard from you now. Now you hear from me. I'll let you be rude and interrupt me. Scream at the top of your lungs. Was not an inside job. It was an Osama bin Laden job with 19 people from Saudi Arabia. They murdered 3,000 Americans and other farmers, including over 200 other Muslims. And we look like idiots, folks, denying that the people who murdered our fellow citizens did it when they are continuing to murder people all around the world. So we heard from you. You go away.
No.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
Well, in 1987, Peter Tosh, the reggae singer, one of the original Wailers, murdered by the government of Jamaica at 42 years old. This is his song, The Day the Dollar Die. '87, we lost Peter Tosh. They tried to kill him once before and failed. Tried to kill Bob Marley, failed. Eventually got a little cancer into a shoe that they gave him, an infiltrator from the CIA, and Bob was dead of cancer about a year later, fast-acting cancer. We got to remember this stuff. All kinds of history, this day in history. Go to deadlinelive.info, check it all out. I'm going to hit some of it in the last segment of our broadcast today. Suzanne Posel is with us from Occupy Corporatism, and I got a few more minutes with her, and then I want to play some clips, rewind our work at 9/11 all these years. Suzanne, corporations benefited. Qui bono. Isn't that what you do? When you look at what a perpetrator might be, you say somebody who has opportunity and who has motive and who maybe has done it before, because our government was involved in bombing the World Trade Center towers in 1993. I mean, these things, I guess you can call them circumstantial, but that makes the elements within our government, right from the White House on down through all the intelligence, that makes them top suspects. And I know we're not putting the Mossad under the microscope today. Maybe we'll spend a little time on that tomorrow. Global intelligence. These are the people that benefited, and certainly corporate interests on Wall Street had a field day through this thing. Go ahead, Suzanne. Do we still have Suzanne?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Occupy Corp.
In the 1980s, we had the MEK created, and Osama bin Laden worked for us. And then they created Al-Qaeda out of the MEK. And then they created the Free Syrian Army out of Al-Qaeda. And now they've created ISIS out of the Free Syrian Army. This is the modus operandi. They are using this technique in order to take down areas in the Middle East that they find advantageous to them economically or just politically or just straight power. And that is the modus operandi. And 3,000 people in America died for that mission, for that agenda.
That is, and millions more after the fact, yeah.
Yes, and a million Iraqis who had nothing to do with this are dead.
Because I mean, how much money for the rapid scan naked scanners and scanners for your luggage at the airport, which was connected directly to former head of the DHS, Michael the Devil Chertoff? I mean, again, you just look at the profiteering, the war profiteering involved in this thing, from blowing something up to reconstructing it, Halliburton, Bechtel, and then you look at the mercenary armies, Blackwater. We've got all kinds of news about them that we haven't gotten to this week. It was an orgy of profiteering.
Absolutely. And so they had the Coalition of the Willing with Bush and Blair. Now we have the Coalition of the Willing Part 2 with Obama and Cameron. This is the same, it's literally the same thing, because we fell for it so badly the first time that they are literally doing the same thing again. They're going to segue like they did back to Iraq and take out Saddam Hussein. They're going to segue back to Syria. That's where we're headed.
Well, with all of this fighting and death, at some point, I believe we are physically divided into two worlds right now. I know you think you live in a government, and that's fine. I think you should stick to that illusion and make it real again. It's Oceania versus Eurasia. And with all the death and destruction and more false flag terror attacks, and as we go forward throughout the years here, we're going to get to a point where people will say, I don't want it anymore, and they'll say, well, the solution is one world government. And that's largely what the Project for New American Century was trying to accomplish, at least that Oceania half of it, and they've done so. And I don't want to give them any credit, but they have done so. Do you think we'll ever see any kind of real physical justice and accountability for 9/11, or are we going to have to just hope that the court of public opinion won't fall for this anymore?
I don't think we're going to see any justice. These families never had a proper investigation of the murders of their children and their wives and their sons. This will never be resolved. And it's unfortunate for them, because they have to live with this every single day. And the agenda is going on. Henry Kissinger's got a book that came out a couple of days ago. He put a segment in it in the Wall Street Journal, and I read that. And it's interesting that they are changing gears a little bit. Here, they had this idea that they were going to use the Islamic theocracy and intermix democracy in the Middle East, and that's just not working out for them. And they have all these terrorist groups that they've started that are really not working out for them as far as furthering their agenda. It's becoming a hindrance. And Henry Kissinger explains how the new world order has to become more of a police state, an international police state. And we've seen what police state has done with Program 1033 and what happened in Ferguson. This is all culminating to a head that we realize that, you know, sending down the hand-me-downs from the military to the local police department is really just not a good idea. And here is Henry Kissinger talking about a global police state. There was a gentleman who was on Jon Stewart in the same week, actually 2 days after, talking about how we need to have an international police state, and he works for the UN, and they're actively talking about having an international police force that then disseminates orders down to all the way down to your local police department. This is insane how they're changing these gears, but we have to realize that these agendas are not arbitrary. It's not happenstance. This is all planned out. And so if they're shifting gears a little bit, we've got to nip this in the bud right now. Because if they're, you know, changing their sheets, so to speak, there's a moment in there where we can get our hooks in. And we have to be vigilant and pay attention to the shifts that are happening so that we can stop this.
Well, thanks. And I think the key to this is to cut off the money spigot. And I believe we do have that power. But we'll have to see how that shakes out. We just need more people off the video games and the YouTube and whatnot, and more people really just refusing to comply. And that's really what it comes down to. Thank you, Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com. Go check out our website. She does excellent work. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple more minutes left in this segment. This is a flashback, though we didn't do this on 9/11. It is about 9/11. You can hear the entire interview on YouTube. Speaking of going to YouTube, this is my interview with Tim Russer from Meet the Press at the time. And this is how he responded when I started asking him about 9/11 truth. And we'll play that for you now. Here it is.
You know, another thing that Hunter S. Thompson said, that about Osama bin Laden, you were asking about 9/11. He said he didn't know if we'd ever actually had any evidence linking Osama bin Laden to 9/11. And actually, the FBI came out and just admitted, their spokesperson just admitted, that they actually don't have any hard evidence linking Osama bin Laden to 9/11. That's why this isn't included as one of his crimes on his wanted poster. Does that shock you?
No, but if you read the analysis of the FBI reports and the September 11th Commission, the nexus between the hijackers and Al-Qaeda, it's quite strong. And you know, whether or not there's a direct charge to Osama bin Laden is obviously a legal issue.
You know, he actually denied in a video that we don't get to see here in the United States, one of his first videos, he actually denied having anything to do with this. And then the video that he did, Osama bin Laden did admit to participating in 9/11, we call it the fat bin Laden video, where he's a good 40 pounds heavier, different kind of a nose, looks again like a phony video. That's really the best proof and the best admission we have from Osama bin Laden that he did 9/11.
I don't have any doubt that the hijackers who were involved in the September 11th hijackings on September 11th and put planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, and but for the heroes on 93, were headed for the Capitol or the White House, were involved and funded by Al-Qaeda.
Tim, do you know that Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist of the Department of Labor under George W. Bush, has come out and said he thinks 9/11 was an inside job? So has Ray McGovern, CIA analyst who briefed both Bush and Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, and, among others, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, who...
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Tim, do you know that Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist of the Department of Labor under George W. Bush, has come out and said he thinks 9/11 was an inside job? So has Ray McGovern, CIA analyst who briefed both Bush and Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, and among others, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman, who was a former director of advanced space programs development under Ford and Carter. These people all coming out now in this thing they call the 9/11 truth movement, saying they believe that not only did our government allow this to happen and cover it up, and polls, Zogby polls, are even reflecting that a lot of Americans believe this as well, but they believe that they had something to do with the attacks. Does that astound you? I mean, these are some pretty heavyweight people. These aren't conspiracy theorists, Dan. These are some heavyweight people that work under these major administrations.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll leave their judgments and opinions to them, and I obviously have done my reporting and offer the truth as I see it.
Well, I mean, you mentioned on Letterman last night that you're objective, and I would like to, and I think a lot of people would like to learn more about this. Obviously, I don't think we got everything out of those investigations, the 9/11 investigations, that we would need in order to determine a multitude of wars.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty important stuff, don't you think, Tim?
Well,
is it possible we can have you get one of these guys on your CNBC program? Tim, are you with me? Tim Russert.
Tim Russert.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hello? Something's
Tim, are you with me?
Yeah.
Having convenient phone problems with our guest today, Tim Russert.
We got out as much people as we could. Most of the people were out. We were the last guys to
can I get the 2.3 trillion? When does a citizen become a civilian? When did the heroes morph into the villains? How can two planes powderize three buildings? These are questions that could get you murked. Politically, socially, physically put into the dirt. Many swear that there's some kind of conflict of interest within. The conflict depends upon what you're interested in. You can chant 9/11 was an inside job all day until you say the Mossad and pay closer attention to Flight 175. And the odd cylindrical pod beneath the fuselage. Then it's 2+2 level addition. After you factor in the flight termination systems and flashback to the cash the good rabbi stole. September 10th style, right down the rabbit hole. Until I get with 2.3 trillion unlimited corporate new.
Everything is under control. The great Payday Monsanto, go check him out. My man, everything is under control. It's the Jack Blood Show. I'm Jack Blood, as always, your narrator, your radio gun reporting. Welcome, my fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state, and feral humans, wherever you might be. Better late than never. Thank you, everybody, for participating today on the broadcast. A very interesting history we have today, 9/11. It just further invokes this idea that there was something to September 11th itself as part of this overall program. And once you begin doing a lot of the research, and maybe you can check into my man Freeman or go look up Tex Mars, there's a lot of people that have been documenting this information, that this is an important and cult day in history. And if you go to our webpage at deadlinelive.info, this day in history, September 11th, you will not believe the coincidences and the symmetry of history on this day. And I felt really lucky today on the 13th anniversary that we're okay. Remember what Tim Russert just said, though. Let me go back to that for a minute, because we got cut off in the break. I had to play it on both sides of the break. A little sloppy, but it works, right? That there was a nexus. If you read the 9/11 Commission report, there was a nexus. That doesn't mean proof. That means circumstantial evidence, a nexus between the alleged hijackers, no proof they were even on the planes, and Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. Well, of course there was, because it was an intelligence operation, and bin Laden worked for intelligence. But you can use that same quote-unquote nexus and associate that with Dick Cheney, Global Intelligence, Hank Greenberg, just a few of the names that we'll mention and we'll keep mentioning as we go forward on this. So if you're looking to blame Saudi Arabia, which Bill Clinton apparently was doing in that clip, or if you're looking to blame Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda or the MEK and the Mujahideen or whatever they're called, if you're looking to blame ISIS for something, you'll find something. There's a nexus. And there's a nexus between history and this day, September 11th, not to mention all the 11s and the 9s that were the buildings themselves, the towers themselves, David Rockefeller and Nelson Rockefeller were giant 11s. Flight 11 ran into them, allegedly. I know people still don't believe that. Share this, will you? We had a big shakeup in the Byzantine Empire this day in history in 1185. I don't want to get into that too much. Same thing. In 1226, a Blessed Sacrament outside Mass spreads from monasteries to parishes. Okay, there you go, a little one. William Wallace beats the English in 1297 at the Battle of Stirling Ridge. The Teutonic Knights begin a five-week siege of Vilnius, the Lithuanian Civil War, in 1390. If you do some work in the Teutonic Knights, you'll find that that could be relevant. Santiago, Chile, destroyed by indigenous warriors led by Mica Malonco in 1541, and then the overthrow of Allende by Pinochet, which they say killed 60,000 people on this day in history later. Again, all related to Chile. Henry Hudson discovered Manhattan Island on 9/11 in 1609. The massacre of Drogheda in Ireland. Oliver Cromwell killed 3,000 royalists. I know we're all very sad. In 1649. the astronomer Giovanni Cassini was born in 1712. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "There was never a good war or bad peace," in 1773. Benedict Arnold's expedition to Quebec left Cambridge, Massachusetts. This day, the traitor Benedict Arnold in 1775. I gotta try to go. The Hope Diamond was stolen this day in history. Alexander Hamilton was appointed the traitor, okay, the Federalist and traitor, was appointed to the first Secretary of the Treasury in 1789, immediately formed the U.S. Central Bank, this day in history. 1812, British troops arrived at Mount Vernon, prepared to march and invade Washington, D.C. in 1813. Yeah. The Anti-Masonic Party Convention. This was the first convention. You know, there used to be a third party called the Anti-Masonic Party, right? Anti-Masonic movement. It was the first third party in the United States, they say. Not counting the Whigs or their Democrats. It strongly opposed Freemasonry, was founded as a single-issue party, aspiring to become a major party, and it only lasted a decade, but they introduced a number of important innovations to American politics, such as nominating conventions, etc. False flag, as I mentioned, in 1857, Mountain Meadows Massacre, Mormons dressed as Indians murder 120 colonists in Utah. That sound familiar? You're going to run out of time. The Jewish Colonization Association, established by Baron Maurice von Hirsch the first time in 1891. That was to immigrate Jews from Russia and other Eastern European countries and settling them around the world. Halley's Comet was discovered this day in history. I know, it's just kind of weird. There's a lot of important stuff. I'm not going to get to it all. U.S. Marines invaded Honduras this day in history. That was with Smedley Butler, and later he talked about it in War is a Racket. 11 men killed following a bridge collapse in Quebec City. There's 11s all over the place. Nahal, the first Mohave in Palestine, is settled as part of a Zionist plan to, I'm just reading history, to colonize Palestine and creating a Jewish state later to become Israel. In 1921, the first settlement. A British submarine, Triton, torpedoes a British submarine, Oxley. They torpedoed themselves. Hoover Dam was dedicated. Salvatore Maranzano was killed by Lucky Luciano. The New York Commission was formed immediately thereafter. Iraq and Saudi Arabia declare war on Germany this day in history. The sea lion invasion of England by Hitler in 1940, this day in history. George Stibitz pioneers the first remote operation of a computer in 1940. Charles Lindbergh charges, this day in history, in 1941. British, Jewish, and Roosevelt administration trying to get the U.S. into World War II. As I mentioned, ground is broke for the first construction of the Pentagon. Sorry, it's 1941. Cornerstone, I didn't have the date earlier. The cornerstone was laid in a Masonic ceremony, and it was, of course, completed in 1943. 1941, the cornerstone, Masonic cornerstone at the Pentagon, and then in 2001, it struck. Nearly in that same place, by the way. I've got links to all that. Happy birthday, Mickey Hart, today, by the way, from the Grateful Dead. Yeah, little shakedown street. Oh, it just goes on and on and on. I didn't even get to half of it. It's Assad's birthday today. Bashar Assad from Syria. Happy birthday, dude. And it's Marcus Moulis' birthday from the Daily Coast, the CIA. It's his birthday today. Yeah. Boy. And Dylan Klebold's birthday today. Much more, and I didn't get to all of it. I wish I had more time, but we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Statman with the National Intel Report. I'll be listening. I hope you will, too. Stay bold. Mighty forces will come to your aid. We'll see you tomorrow.